Bible reading number 129, 1 Samuel 17, verses 38 through 52. David defeated Goliath. After this, King Saul put his own battle gear on David. He put a brass helmet on David's head and outfitted him with body armor. David also strapped on Saul's sword. Then David tried to walk around, but he was not comfortable with all this equipment which Saul had put on him. He said to Saul, "I cannot go with this stuff. I'm not used to it." Then David took off the helmet and the armor. David took his own rod in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones from a stream. He put them in a special shepherd's bag, and his sling was in his hand. Then he went closer to meet the Philistine champion. And the Philistine was coming closer to David. The man who was carrying the shield walked in front of Goliath. The Philistine giant looked at David. When he saw that David was only a boy, tanned and handsome, he looked down on David with disgust. He said to David, "Do you think I am a dog that you come at me with sticks?" Using the names of his gods, Goliath cursed David. The Philistine said to David, "Come here, boy. I will feed your body to the birds of the air and to the wild animals." But David said to him, "You come to me with a sword and a javelin and a big spear, but I come to you in the name of Yahweh of the armies of heaven. He is the God of the armies of Israel, too. You have taunted him. Today Yahweh will give you to me. I will strike you down and I will cut off your head. Today I will feed the corpses of the Philistine soldiers to the birds of the air and the living creatures of the earth. Then all the world will know that there is a God for Israel. Everyone who gathered here will know that Yahweh does not deliver people by swords or spears. The battle belongs to him, and he will help us defeat all of you." As Goliath moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly to meet him. Then David reached into his bag and took a stone from it. He put it into his sling, and then David slung it fast. The stone hit the Philistine in his forehead, and it stuck there. And Goliath fell face down on the ground. Then David ran and stood next to the Philistine. He pulled Goliath's sword out of its holding case and killed him. David cut off his head with it. So David got the victory over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone. David hit him and killed him. David did not carry a sword in his hand. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they ran away. The men of Israel and Judah shouted and started chasing the Philistines. They pursued them all the way to the entrance of the city of Gath, and they chased them to the gates of Ekron. Many of the Philistines died. Their corpses were lying all along the Sha'arayim road as far as Gath and Ekron.